14 till 9, time to talk about your New Orleans Pelicans. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ollie Cosell, a credentialed NBA writer who covers the Pels. How you doing, Ollie? Ollie Cosell, how you doing, Ollie? All right, well, we're going to talk to Ollie in a second. Of course, the Pelicans in Vegas doing their summer games. WWL wants you to know you can help our neighbors in Texas. And let me tell you how to deal with unimaginable heartbreak from catastrophic floods. Please go to WWL.com. You'll find links to the American Red Cross, the Cajun Navy, Austin Disaster Relief Network, and more. Greatest need right now is for monetary donations to help with burial expenses, mental health resources, recovery supplies, and volunteers. So please do what you can. Let's show up for Texas because they do always show up for us. WWL cares. Ollie Cosell joins us now, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm well, sir. How was your weekend? Good? Do anything fun?
No, other than if you can't call yard work fun or walking your dogs in the heat fun, so no.
No. Yeah, I was out there with you with the yard work. However, it can be somewhat satisfying. Let's talk about the Pels in Vegas, and for people that have not been following it closely, tell me what's happened since the draft.
Okay, so the Pelicans have played two games in the summer league. They've lost both of them. Of course, wins and losses do not matter. It's just exhibition season. But what you want to see is something good, especially out of the young guys. And so far, they've struggled. The Pelicans' two first-round picks, both Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen, really, really struggled in that first game. They had 14 turnovers combined. Last game, much better improvement, just five. But you see the glimpses, right? Even though they haven't played well, this is not something that's considered out of the norm. When you're stepping into the league, especially for an 18-year-old like Fears, it's a big change. I mean, just a year ago, Tommy, he was playing in a high school tournament. So he's really got to get up to speed. But like I said, there was more positives last game. You saw where these guys have the special talent with Fears to get around anybody and get to the rim. And he can absorb contact. So that means he can score as an 18-year-old right now against NBA elite competition. As for Queen, he's got a little bit more issues. He's not as quick or as fast, but you see his skill, the way he reads the floor. And so you've seen, again, why the Pelicans drafted him so high, because when it does work, he's an immense figure down there. He can grab a lot of rebounds for you. His hands are very soft, so he can score around the rim, grab those rebounds in traffic. So three more games left, Tommy. Not the end of the world, but you would like to see these guys and the whole team in general play better.
So what about the opposition, the people they're playing against? These are, I know they played the Lakers, right, in the latest game?
Yes, they played Lakers a couple days ago. Bronny James was playing in that game.
But I guess what I'm asking is, are vets playing in these games or not really? No.
Yeah, what the Pelicans have played so far is honestly teams that have rosters, both Minnesota and the Lakers, where these are not rookies, fresh faces to the league. They've been in summer leagues before, so they already have a leg up. These are more generally G League players. As to where with the Pelicans, if you look, it's a lot of first-timers. Besides Fears and Queen, Micah Peavy, their second-round pick, Hunter Dickinson, who's on a two-way contract, as well as Chase Hunter. So, yeah, a lot of fresh faces. That's why their struggles are more real.
So what gave you the most concern? Well, tell you what, let me take a break. I just noticed the time. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about what gave you the most concern from what you've seen and what gave you the most hope, I guess, from what you've seen. 850, 10 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Ollie Cosell, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans about the Summer League in Vegas. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Ollie, real quick, so if we're at a convenience store and we walk into the refrigerated section and we're looking at all of the different colored bottles of this, that, the other thing, and it's non-alcoholic, I would say, you would ask me, hey, Tommy, do you want a, what would you refer to that substance in the bottle? What would you call it?
Oh.
Would you call it a soft drink? Would you call it a soda? Would you call it a pop? What would you call it?
Beverage. I'm going to go with beverage, I think. Even though that can connotate alcohol, but I'm going to go with beverage.
All right, we're going to talk about that next hour, because we're going to talk with a professor of linguistics, author of Like Literally Dude, Arguing for the Good in Bad English, about why different regions refer to different things in different ways. And y'all can text us at 504-260-1870 if you know of any, I guess it'd be a colloquialism that we use here that they don't use in other places, or something that maybe you noticed in other places, like in a sandwich addressed, that they don't do in other places. Let's talk about the things that have given you up. First of all, when it comes to the Pelicans, you got Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole from the Warriors. You got Quiñones, who played in his third summer league. Is he kind of like mentoring these people, or mentoring the rookies? And do you see any recapturing of any kind of, although he didn't get a ring, Quiñones, any kind of Warrior magic happening here?
Not yet. And you really see it simply when you just look at the totals in assists and turnovers the first two games, because the keys have been given to the Pelicans' two star rookies, right? That's what we were told going into summer league would happen. They're going to let Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen lead this team, even though they have no experience, and just to, you know, basically throw them in off the deep end, right? Get their feet really in that water, just so they can get used to NBA action, because that's what the summer league's about. It's just about exposure to the league. So while the mentorship, I'm sure, is happening behind the scenes, they're talking, especially the coaches like Corey Brewer, these kids, on what to see, what they're doing wrong, helping them correct their issues. It's not per se like a real NBA game, like I said. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've seen such spotty play. That's why these kids have struggled. But it's good for them, because if you just think back 4 years ago, Trey Murphy, Jose Alvarado, Herb Jones, when they were first coming in the league, I saw a lot of mistakes from them in summer league, and they were much older entering the league than these two kids.
Real quick, what gave you the most hope from what you've seen so far?
Well, what's given you the most hope, of course, is the glimpses, right? There was a stretch in the last game where Jeremiah Fears seemed to get to the rim and either score or get to the free throw line on about four or five possessions, all within one quarter. So like I said, he's, what, just barely 18 years old. For him to do that against NBA-level competition, that's impressive. Because I remember when I was 18, there's just no way, right? And yeah. I was a basketball player coming out of high school. Well, that's, like I said, that's what it is. And with Derek Queen, even though he's shot and he hasn't been as aggressive enough, his shot's not working too much, he's had two double-doubles. And again, I think that's impressive too, right? When you're getting 10 rebounds, 10 points, that means you have some skills, even though you're struggling, because you can put up numbers.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. We'll be back, WWL.